Terrorisme is natuurlijk een ontzettend actueel onderwerp, helaas. Tijdens het Amsterdam Fringe Festival draait 5, 8, 10 en 11 september de voorstelling 5 Questions You Always Wanted to Ask a Terrorist. Aan de telefoon hebben we Raphael Rodan, zal ik het zo zeggen?
Volgens mij wel.
Ja, een van de acteurs van de voorstelling. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Glad that you had the time to talk to us a little bit.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very happy to talk to you.
Well, because we're the show is called 5 Questions You Always Wanted to Ask a Terrorist.
Yes, that's true.
Good, then we're talking about the good
we're
show.
We're talking about the same show.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. That's a pretty provocative title.
Exactly, yes. It's a very provocative and very relevant title, right? Every title with a name, with a word terrorist in it, immediately gets all the media attention.
Yeah.
But maybe I can say a little bit about the motivation of creating this show. Would that be interesting?
Yeah,
please?
Exactly, yes.
So about a year ago, I saw a video online released by ISIS of a young Canadian guy, actually, that joined their ranks. And the video just shows him speaking about his motivation to do that. And this video really shocked me because the guy appears to be this very gentle, intelligent young man. You know, he wears glasses and he talks about his life back home in Canada and about the studies he had in the university. And it seems like that he's just a very normative guy from a very established, successful family. And you ask yourself, why did he do that? Why did he go to Syria to fight? And it was a fascinating question for me. And that was like the beginning of the journey of exploring this material. But in the show, it took a different direction because when we started working on it, we realized that the question is very big to answer.
Yeah.
And the first thing we meet is our own prejudice. So the show is more about ourselves, an Israeli and a Moroccan, Dutch-Moroccan guy, trying to tackle that question, but realizing that we are actually getting stuck in our own prejudice, in our own barriers of understanding the other.
Yeah, because you can't really ask a terrorist something like why or a question without your own like ideas about terrorism. And of course, we see all this bad thing. So a question can never be a truly open question.
Totally. And also, I think even that term terrorist, what does that even mean? You know, it's just a term, but behind it, it means nothing. Behind it, there are people like making choices in very extreme situations. So I think it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, very interesting. And the show has been playing around the country, right?
We did it three times already, and then we took a break. And okay. Now we are going to get together again and work on it further, trying to deepen it, to understand it better. And then we're going to perform it in the Fringe Festival. We're hoping to get a lot of people to come and see us. Yeah.
Yeah, great. And so you already did it a couple of times. What were the reactions on that?
Yeah, it's very interesting. People have very strong reaction to it. So because it's provocative. And also at the beginning of the show, we ask people to write down what kind of questions they would like to ask a terrorist so that the audience gets involved in some way. And a lot of times they would come and make a comment about something that they would like to see in it, or they would say, wow, I'm very happy you said that. So it's a mixed reaction, but that shows that the theme and the material is provocative, you know, it provokes thoughts.
What is the question you get the most? Like what do people want to ask the most?
The terrorist, yeah.
Yeah, the guest, not you.
One question that was really funny that I read once was, do you love your mother?
Okay.
So funny. But people ask, you know, like, why do you do that? How do you justify killing innocent women and children? You know, people ask all these kind of questions that are very trivial. But sometimes you get this this really unique question that you don't know where it came from.
No.
Also, I think the 11th of September is going to be a very special evening to play a show like this.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That's true, man.
9/11, man.
Yeah, 9/11. My God.
Okay, so exactly. Definitely check the show out of 9/11, but all the others too, 5, 8, 10, and 11 September. At the Amsterdam Fringe Festival, is that where people have to go for information, or do you have another website?
I think the best one is the website of the Fringe Festival, Amsterdam Fringe Festival, and then the show is 5 questions you always wanted to ask a terrorist. All the information is there.
Okay, now of course we want to know, what would you ask?
Sorry?
What would you ask a terrorist if you would meet one?
Wow, that's a good question. What would I ask? I would ask maybe something very personal, like, what is the moment you felt the most vulnerable in your life? Maybe great. That's what I would ask.
Great question. Okay, thank you so much. If you want to see the show, or maybe I should do this in Dutch, that's better. Right? Als je naar de voorstelling wil, 5, 18 en 11 september Amsterdam Fringe Festival. Rafael, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Good luck in playing it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye.